Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Robert Sadelman, and according to most people, I have the same personality of Ryan Seacrest. So let's introduce the judging committee. First of all, Randy Jackson, BRM.
I was going to say something about our hockey team, but okay, I don't remember. Damn it, I forgot again. Fuck.
Then we have the Paula Abdul, Nikki Haman.
Well, I wouldn't mind having her body. I don't think I want her brain.
What brain?
Thus.
I guess that makes this person the slamming towel of the North American Wrestling Connection, Jason Block.
So, in other words, you are Ryan Seacrest, you mean ambiguously metrosexual?
Wow.
And the Brian Dunkelman of the group, fourth.
Well, let me just say I am to this show what Don West is to Mike Tenay. Selfish
but don't,
prick.
Nah, don't leave.
I wish Don West would leave. Get Kevin Nash in there since he can't do much physically.
There it is.
Oh, no, just little things that we can do to make TNA break a 1.5. Just
well,
do some little things, and they could easily do it. Like, get rid of Vince Russo. Get rid of Don West. No, little things.
Well, we're stable at 1-3 now.
And on that note, we have a house show report tonight. So, by the way, how is everybody tonight?
Doing great.
Because in 11 hours, I'm getting my...
From the North American Wrestling Connection News Desk, it's this breaking news bulletin with your anchor, Jason Block.
Thank you very much. I am right now on a bus from Nassau Coliseum, where there was a sold-out house show, and I'm talking a legit sellout for the first house show in 4 years for Nassau Coliseum. We had William Regal and CM Punk in a fantastic match. William Regal lost the Intercontinental match to CM Punk. Mike Knox beat Goldust, unfortunately. Jack Swagger beat Christian. Molina beat Seth Phoenix. And in the funny comedy spot of the night, Santino said, "I'm going to win one for Glamorella." And he challenged anyone in the back. And then out comes out, yet again, the Boogeyman.
Did he laugh this time?
No, he ran like the girl that he was, and so did Beth Phoenix. let's see. Finley beat Mark Henry in a Belfast Brawl. Let's see. Did I miss anything else? Just trying. Oh, no. Kane beat Kofi Kingston in a main event, which turned into a six-man. Randy Orton, Chris Jericho, and Vladimir Kozlov teamed up against Shawn Michaels and John Cena. Triple H was supposed to appear, but Randy Orton claimed that claimed that Cody Rhodes and Tia DiBiase, who are not there, took care of Triple H. Of course, that was not true because Triple H came out later in the match to make the save. Faces win. Fans go home happy.
As any house show should happen.
I'm sorry?
That's what should happen at a good house show. You know, you send the fans home happy.
And honestly speaking, the wrestlers did very well tonight. They had they fed off the energy of the crowd. The crowd was very hot, very markish, very young. I will give it that much. But CM Punk was way over, even though it was the first match, but he was way over. And Kane was way over. Orton was way over. And Jericho got a face pop, too, even though he was a heel. And so did Orton, believe it or not.
Wasn't he from, Great Neck or something like that?
No, Jericho is from Long Island as well, so he did get sort of a hometown pop, so. But it was a very good house show. The only kind of complaint I have is that, you know, even though Triple H was supposed to be, you know, chasing Orton in the storylines, could he at least have worked the whole match? You know.
Right.
He's still blown up for Monday.
Well, we'll see. And that's why they also probably changed the Kozlov-Michael singles match to add him to the six-man to save it for Monday as well.
Because the winner would then go on to face The Undertaker.
Yes, which we've learned about Raw this week. I mean, Raw, again, was another very good show overall.
Yes.
Oh, no. Kind of felt a little like 2007. Kind of felt like 2008 again.
Okay, explain to me how.
Explain that one. How about, once again, CM Punk, who, when he has a decent run in him, you know, has like a WrestleMania-esque feud set up for a WrestleMania match. Last year in 2007, it was pretty much set up to be him versus Chavo Guerrero for the ECW title. What happened, you ask?
He wins the Money in the Bank qualifier.
Yeah.
And you have a problem with that?
But that was an excellent triple threat match. And who's to say that Morrison and Miz aren't going to weasel their way into the match anyway?
Remember,
that's
true,
but I'd rather have this finish off the blow-up to what has been like, what, a year-long feud between Punk and William Regal?
No. Keep it going. So what?
We'll get there. The Intercontinental title never gets defended at Mania anyway. It's been almost 10 years.
CM Punk and Money in the Bank is gold. Leave it alone.
Well, he's won it before. Leave him alone. They should make like some sort of mini stipulation that if you win Money in the Bank, you don't get in the next year.
Oh, please.
Although, I'll give Seidelman on this. Normally, the Money in the Bank match is reserved for guys that have not won a major title. And Punk has. So it's kind of silly to put him back in it. Although he will be a good foil for whoever else they put into this match.
There's like seven spots. How many spots are left? Seven, six?
Seven.
It's going to be an
eight-man Money in the Bank. I mean, you can expect people like MVP, R-Truth, Shelton Benjamin, people like that in there.
I don't expect R-Truth on there. I expect Shelton Benjamin in there.
After what happened tonight, I don't expect either Shelton Benjamin or MVP unless they have their... Because they look like they're headed for a feud.
They've been headed for a feud for a while.
But, you know, I mean, look. I thought Raw was, first of all, again, Jericho had another platinum promo with Ricky Steamboat.
This was my favorite one because Ricky called Jericho out on being hypocritical. And what is any good hypocritical heel when he gets called out?
He's going to strike.
Yep.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way,
go ahead, Jason.
Which leads me to something which I'm really not necessarily looking forward to. Because we're all hoping for Jericho Rourke, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. But the way the way it's looking, the way the program is looking forward, you've got two people he can fight, which is Austin or Hogan.
I got a better idea. And it would have made more sense. Because who's the other big Texan who got inducted this year?
Well, be more specific, because there's more than one.
It's going to Flatbush.
Yeah.
How about Chris Jericho versus Terry Funk?
No. Absolutely not.
That'd be a bad plan. And I honestly don't think they can take... Austin's not medically cleared, and I don't think Vince will pay Hogan's asking price, which is usually $1 million more than anybody else on the card's going to make.
Yeah.
And Hogan needs the money.
Then Hogan better eat some crow before he gives him the number. Because Vince isn't going to pay a guy who only works one day a year and has enough negative press to last us 10 more than what he's paying people that actually work 300 days a year.
Yeah.
So do you really believe it's going to be Jericho Rourke?
No.
I do. I really do.
I'm thinking Jericho Flair.
No, absolutely not.
No.
That would kind of undo the whole ceremony. That was almost like the ultimate send-off.
Flair was interviewed on CBS News recently, and he says he misses it, but he knows that he shouldn't get back in the ring.
Right. Well, if it's going to be... Well, who would you put in to face off against Jericho, aside from Rourke?
If I can't have Rourke, I'd like to see it be Jericho's Steamboat, because Steamboat could still... It looks like he can still go.
Maybe. Other highlights, the six-person intergender tag team match. Melina Perez in Crime Time defeating Santino Morella of Best Phoenix and that other guy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, hi, my name is Dolph Ziggler. No, my highlight...
Well,
haven't
you been released yet, Dolph Ziggler?
No. I actually think the highlight was the Hertz collision report between Triple H and the car, the mirror, the door. I can just imagine this call. Hello, this is Hertz Rent-A-Car. How may I help you? My name is Randall Orton, and I'd like to report an accident in my left passenger rear window. Well, Mr. Orton, what happened? Well, it encountered a sledgehammer. Well, how did that happen? Well, someone was coming after me with it. Well, I'm sorry, Triple H called before and says you suck. Next question.
Oh, yay.
No, but
give a button. Kill.
I'm just imagining, because let me just tell you something. Triple H not only beat down a door, he beat down a mirror, he beat, you know. And you notice Crime Time, who were the biggest, supposed biggest thugs out of Brooklyn, said, man, he's got a sledgehammer. I'm out the way.
That's because Triple H is deadly with a sledgehammer.
All it needed was Benny Hill music. That chase was awesome.
There is something that exists on WrestleCrap forums, along with a flash animation called Triple H Always Carries 2, which both are excellent. I can recommend them highly.
The Chibi Wrestlers one was hilarious.
Yeah, that one.
Or the Get Me Can references.
But yes, it did need Benny Hill chase music. And... and by the way, do you think Shawn is going to beat Kozlov or is Kozlov? Because that's also setting up for a four-way at WrestleMania, I believe.
No.
Given events on SmackDown, that is a possibility. Kozlov pinned Undertaker.
I would rather have Kozlov in Money in the Bank.
That would be odd, but it could work.
Only if he had
Kozlov
though
learned how to take a freaking snake eyes. It's the third time he's blown it in as many weeks.
Which is why I don't want him going up against The Undertaker. He does know how to take snake eyes, right? For proof, I give you no way out.
No, he did, and he did it the week before, and he did it again tonight.
Okay, we can do that too. Okay, but I really think they're going to set up a way that Undertaker will have his quote-unquote greatest challenge ever, you know? I mean, the idea that you're going to have people, you know, he's never fought two guys, as far as I know. He's never fought two guys.
He has.
Okay.
WrestleMania 19.
Okay.
You really want to count that? Ethan Jones was barely out there. Oh, wait. That was his partner.
Who did he face off against?
A-Train
Big
and
Show.
Somebody.
Yes, Big Show and Giant Albert or whatever the hell he is, you know, he's known by. Giant Bernard. Giant Bernard, yeah. But, I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be a three-way or a four-way. It's going to be very, because JBL and Kozlov need something to do.
They can see in the pre-show battle royal.
I would put them in the showers early. All the rookies need to get cleaned off before their matches.
Oh, boy.
Well,
but also I think did we cover it?
Down. You were saying, Jason.
Do we cover all the important parts of Raw for the most part?
Let's see here. Jamie, Mike Notch botching his knocks out and giving Jamie Noble a stinger. We took care of that.
Yeah, he almost. Yeah, Mike Notch. He's not cool.
There goes your push, Berserker.
Yeah, well. Yeah, unga bunga, me screw up, move. You know, I mean.
Hus.
Hus.
How about John Cena's opening promo from the show?
Very good stuff. Cena, the last
two. He has
US
GM. Why could WWE brought out Mike Adamly? Or even better, have Michael Cole.
Vintage
well,
Michael Cole.
Didn't want Adamly. Didn't get.
No, my favorite line
well,
from that.
That would also have to have them result in opening the room.
Yeah, well.
Braden Walsh would probably sneak out again.
Yeah, my favorite line out of that was, oh yes, you brought an amazing beast of an epic proportions. Oh, and yes, you brought the Big Show too. You know.
And then watching Vicky go, what? Wait, what? Oh, I can't believe you just said that.
First of all, and okay. A message to WWE marketing, hey, I'm going to say it. If you do not bring out an excuse me t-shirt, you are missing out on millions of dollars. You could set out an economic recovery program with just that shirt alone.
Because I buy one. And I'd wear it to PT.
You know, I'm telling you.
I'd give up my tie and dress shirt and wear that under my coat to PT shows.
Ooh. Talk about instant heel heat.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, exactly. But oh, and by the way, I think that an investment that WWE paid back Christian to bring back kind of worked this week. They had the match of the week, didn't they, this week?
That was brilliant.
What happened with Christian on ECW this week? I missed it. Oh,
well,
Swagger versus Christian. I missed that.
It was a very, very well played 20-minute affair. Counters to counters to counters. Swagger retained, but it doesn't make Christian look weak. fact that it took him that long. This is probably the longest match that Swagger's had. He's been here.
I think we might have a good ECW title match for WrestleMania.
Duh. Christian.
Hot-shotting Christian immediately into a WrestleMania, but it fits.
It works, and I wouldn't be too upset if they turned it. I would hate to see it turned into a triple threat, but it wouldn't bother me too much if Finlay got thrown into the mix to give him something to do if he doesn't end up in Money in the Bank himself.
And also, again, we also saw the same match at the house show, and Swagger has improved. He really is really good. He's strong, and he's a very good worker.
See, I told you around the last show that Swagger's going to be the next big thing in 2009.
Well, he's
there was also something else he said a few months ago that didn't quite come to fruition.
Which was?
And what would that be?
Let's just say it involves a certain person that a few months ago we were all wondering if it was a matter of when you would end up out of the promotion. Three strikes and you're out.
You talking about Jeff?
Well, put it to you this way. I'm counting down the days before I take over the post-WrestleMania Around the Horn special.
You know what? This is why I planned it, because it's a pre-WrestleMania Around the Horn special.
A pre-WrestleMania, okay.
Here's the thing. I'm announcing it right now. The last NAWC before WrestleMania, we're blowing the lid off. 2 hours, we're going to have a WrestleMania Around the Horn, and we're going to have a WrestleMania Room 101.
Okay.
Some of the worst WrestleMania moments, events that happened during WrestleMania, or entire WrestleManias can go in.
Okay, whoever gets on first is putting in number 9. We all know this.
Well, we're going to have to wait on that. But seriously, getting back to ECW, boy, Swagger and Christian is going to be phenomenal. Give them 20 minutes, and they'll do well.
To be honest, if this were the main event of a pay-per-view, I would love it if they had like a poster where they're both staring at each other angrily. It's just under Christian, Charisma, under Swagger. Well, Swagger. That would actually be kind of a cool poster. I'm not kidding.
I take that. I will say something else about ECW. While I'm quite pleased that T.J. Wilson, Tyson Kidd, is finally on TV, I'm taking a pair of scissors to that little patch on the top of his head. Then I'm going to tell Natalya, you're not here because you're eye candy. You can kick the asses of 90% of the women's divisions on both shows. What the fuck, babe?
Yeah, exactly.
How would you guys like to go to the Land of Confusion?
What about TNA?
You asked. By the way, you want to hear the ratings for TNA?
Record
point
high.
What? Point what?
A 1.3.
That's high.
Okay.
That's good. That's record.
Yeah.
Actually, isn't this our second straight week of 1.3?
Yeah.
Don Westbrook shooting on everyone equals ratings.
Sad.
It is sad. It is sad when confusing booking, crappy wrestling, and bad angles are equal to 1.3. Imagine if they were doing something right.
I would be at a 0.9. You really remember back in 2006 when they had did a whole bunch of good stuff, right? They had teams. Remember back in 2006? It was a simpler time. You know, they had great teams like Team Canada, America's Most Wanted, LAX with Conan.
Styles and Daniels.
Yeah. Daniels before he was Curry Man and before he was Suicide. And what better way to start off an Impact with a heel turn?
A heel announcer turn. Yay.
Yeah. Can somebody please replace Don West already?
I'm available, and I can send you a resume. I can be relocated in 3 months.
I'm available. I can leave tomorrow. I'll fly in. I'll still live in New York and work 2 nights a week. It's what Kevin Nash does.
I work for cheese.
You win.
No, you take it, Jason, because I'll walk out with only $50 in my pocket because I'm female.
Oh.
Really? Wow.
Because they don't pay them. They're not paying the knockouts very well.
No.
So, you know, screw you guys. You treat me right, or don't bother calling.
Oh, and by the way, just as another thing, getting back to Mickey Rourke, he got jobbed.
Yeah, I'm not going to pass judgment yet. I haven't seen Sean Penn's film. I plan on seeing it just to see, well, to see if you're right, if he was robbed and went the safe choice. So I'm not going to pass judgment yet.
No.
Well,
here's
the thing. I'm going to give you an analogy. Anytime you have a major motion picture starring an A-list name or a couple of great actors playing a hate to be derogative here, but a homosexual role, and it does, and it's a pretty decent movie, chances are it's going to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. I will give you a good example, that being Tom Hanks in Philadelphia in 1993.
Yeah.
The most recent one being Brokeback Mountain in 2005.
Actually, I thought Crash won the award that year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good thing that movie didn't win.
You know, but...
because Crash was a much better movie. Even though the Academy wants to make a political statement every year or so.
Pretty much,
and Milk was that type of movie. Haven't you wondered if Milk had not been made or came out after the deadline, it would either gone to The Wrestler, would have gone to Mickey Rourke, or the one of the main characters in Slumdog Millionaire?
Could be.
I would have gone to Slumdog Millionaire because
they want everything
Hollywood,
else.
Well, I'm just saying, Hollywood, you know, Hollywood is still looking at the still healing black eye in wrestling, that they don't want to endorse the quote-unquote culture thereof.
Makes
even though, from all accounts, the movie rocked all types.
If they were going to go with the safe choice aside from Milk, I think they would have went with Benjamin Button. Because he's fairly well known.
So, and that is your American Motion Picture Academy Award breakdown. By the way, Jason, I'm wondering, have you talked to Gordon Pepper yet? See, for GameShowNewsNet.com's Wheel of Trump, that we're going to have two Are You Smarter Than's this week?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear what you said.
Are You Smarter Than this week on Wheel of Turn Up? I think we have two nominees for that one.
Send
if
them to
not,
Gordon.
There should.
Go ahead.
The female champion on Jeopardy on Monday.
Yeah.
And the Screen Actors Guild for rejecting the contract.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, and I also have a third one. There was a puzzle that someone who didn't see it missed, instead of American Samoa, African Samoa.
Oof. Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, yeah, but anyway.
Mojo will not be pleased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, is it just me, or does anything in TNA make sense anymore? Because I'm reading it, I read it, and I just don't get it.
Did it ever make sense after the first year?
Yes.
For a while it did. But right now, if I want to watch the old guard versus the new guys, I'll go find the new blood storyline, because at least that was a little bit better.
How are you? And plus, you know what that storyline also brought out?
What's that?
Shoot.
Probably one of the last few glimmers of light for WCW gave us Commissioner Cat.
Indeed.
And also saw the debut of Lance Storm.
I thought it was right before then, but that's okay.
No, it was during the New Blood era.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Cat debut, we have Lance Storm. By the way, for those that have 24/7, Bash at the Beach 2000 is up now. Watch it. It's really good.
Yay.
Oh, by the way, just one quick thing. Nikki, you have that article I sent you?
I have it. I'll need to pull it up.
Yeah,
about Raven's lawsuit.
Yeah, that's a big, big news story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, wrestlers lost a major victory. Lost a major lawsuit this week.
It's appealable. That's a good start. And I really, I was flipping through a couple things on WrestleCrap. With the contracts already expired in the case of those that are putting this to court, it's going to be really hard to fight because they fulfilled their contract.
At Olive Station, the last two cars of this train will not back off. The doors will not open on the last two cars at Olive Station. If you wish to exit at Olive,
sorry about that, guys.
One of the rear two cars, please take this opportunity to proceed forward. Olive is next. The doors will open at the first four cars of this train only.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, you're
That's
fine.
Okay. That guy cut a better promo than Don West did this week.
But I was just saying, it's just the fact that these guys already have fulfilled and performed contracts. What they really need is somebody who is actually under contract, which they're not going to get.
How about one of those guys who's under a no compete clause? How about like Colt Cabana?
That'd be interesting, but I don't know. It's one of those things. Jason, you're the legal guy. What do you think?
Again, the idea is that the WWE wants to, if I remember right, the WWE wants to continue to call them independent contractors, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were still basically calling them superstars, but go ahead.
No, I'm talking from a legal perspective.
Oh, yeah, right? Independent contractors, right, they still do that.
Okay. And what Raven, what were the other two?
Canyon and Mike Sanders.
Raven, Chris Canyon, and above average Mike Sanders.
Right, wanted the WWE to do was to call them contracted workers, which would allow them health benefits, et cetera, et cetera. This comes from an eventual idea of trying to unionize the workers, getting them health, you know, health benefits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because health benefits are a major expense in wrestling and in companies, and especially in the economic turn. Do I think that the decision was wrong? I haven't read it. But I think that the judge was incorrect because I do not believe they are independent contractors. When you sign a contract, you are working for the WWE, I believe.
The only reason they could go after TNA about this, but they won't get it because if they define them as independent contractors, they could bring up evidence that Joe, the Guns, a whole bunch of other wrestlers work other companies. I mean, the Guns, LAX, they've worked Ring of Honor in the past 90 days.
Well,
thank you for the ding.
Right, but that, you know, TNA is a lot faster and looser with that. They're at least allowing their guys to do that. WWE doesn't allow that. Where you're essentially their employee 24/7, they dictate everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
TNA isn't quite that tight. WWE is so tight with that that these guys should be employees. I don't think you're ever going to get that all the way across the wrestling world. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of independent companies just shutting their doors because they're not going to be able to afford stuff like insurance.
Exactly. You can look at it from the WWE side, because if you get what the wrestlers want, you will get an economic trickle down where there will only be a few wrestling promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will get, if you have wrestlers and wrestling being unionized, you won't have the dirty independent promotions. Randy the Ram wouldn't exist anymore, if you want
right.
to put it that way. I mean, with all due respect, you wouldn't have a job.
No, and I know that. I'm just, I agree, though, at the very top, there needs to be something. It should be kind of like baseball. Do farm league guys, are farm league guys in the players' union?
No.
Thus. So unless, you don't get into the union unless you actually make it. And
so what you're saying is, what you're saying is those that are in WWE right now under contracts would qualify. Would you extend this to the people under developmental deals?
No, I think the unionization would only have to happen in the big time, WWE and TNA.
Because you'd have to equate developmental guys.
Oh, and Ring of Honor as well. My apologies. They're the number three guys, especially with, by the way, little breaking news for you. Dave Lagana is at the Danbury, Connecticut event tonight and is probably scripting the first HDNet tapings this weekend.
Which I believe that.
Dave Lagana? Yeah, Ring of Honor, which are being taped this weekend for their HDNet shows.
Yep.
So that's who Adam Pearce got along beside him. Okay. Because I thought Scrap Iron Adam Pearce was booking the shows.
Adam Pearce is booking, but you also have Dave Lagana helping as well.
All right, that works. Speaking about TNA, let's get back to the land of confusion after that land of judicialism. It was a night of goodbyes, weird heel turns, weird face turns, and Scott Steiner freaking out when the police arrived.
He thought it was his music.
And also, Mick Foley putting over Randy Orton in TNA. Nice.
Oh.
What?
Great.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was talking about... Rick, in his Hardcore 101, if you pull up the recap, he talks about Randy Orton. No kidding, no joke.
Wow, that's how to stir up shit in TNA for fun. Orton doesn't need the press. It's bad enough my dear uncle is praising him as being a better heel than Edge or Jericho.
Which is wrong. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
As yep. we have another embarrassing Dr. Stevie segment.
Oh, God. Stevie Richards as a business psychologist. What's wrong with this picture?
He's got a business of clients.
I think it makes
a whole
lot of sense.
What do you think he was doing in between the time he was last used and the time he started using before they released him?
Probably getting his degree. But here we go. Abyss talked about cutting himself last week and babbled on about wanting to be a teen idol like the Jonas Brothers.
What? Thank you.
Sparky hates this current bunch of pop maple syrup crap that's out there.
But go on.
Then we had to spend the night with ODB promos. Wait a minute. My brother turned on SmackDown. We got John Cena going up against the Big Show. All right, moving on. ODB promo, the show video sent up by fans saying whether they deserve to spend the night with ODB.
I heard one of those guys is a contracted wrestler for the TNA.
Okay, question is, should I go where I'm going with this one? I have to say this. Spend the night with ODB, sponsored by Summer's Eve. Sorry, had to be dead.
Ouch.
You're on a subway. I expect your mind to go be in the gutter.
Yeah, no, I'm actually on the Long Island Railroad, but yes. But it's...
Don't run by the MTA.
And by the way, the one who's going to win, isn't he an independent wrestler as well, I believe?
He's a guy who works out of Michigan.
I thought we weren't allowed to go any further with that because it hasn't fully developed yet.
Please erase the last 30 seconds of this video. I know who's going to win, I'm not at liberty to talk because I do know who it is, and he works in the Michigan area. I've met him.
Right,
I'll leave
it
to you guys, NikkiHayman.com/everyone. Go look for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we can't talk about it.
And what Typho said was true. This was Lance Rock's last match. Because Robert Roode pinned Lance Rock, and Rock is no more. So we still have Jimmy Rave.
Okay, just to let you know, guys, I'm going to be going into a tunnel in a little while, so I may drop off for a few minutes, but I will call back.
Okay.
But,
the funniest segment goes to the main event Mafia when Kurt Angle refused to talk about the business with Jeremy Borash, but said they'd make a stand at the top of the hour. The Orlando police came in, and Scott Steiner freaked out saying, "Hey, she was 19! And the police asked for Mr. Hoffman, and Booker stood up.
And everyone laughed at his name.
And Scott Steiner was wondering if he had a daughter named Felicity.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that funny. And I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I will say this, though. TNA is doing something pretty cool regarding the packages. Regarding the packages for Lockdown, which is going to be in Philadelphia. I believe
okay.
They are doing some sort of like gold packages and platinum packages, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be something pretty cool. So.
I expect Lockdown to be at the smaller Philadelphia Spectrum.
Yeah. But I also expect it to be a really bloody mess.
Only if they remember the cage this year.
They remembered it last year.
I know. Good for them. Let's see them do. I want to see them do it twice in a row.
So did we leave any? Is TNA done?
Let's see here. We had Sojo Bolt turning face along with Shaka Khan. Does that mean anything to anybody?
I love a job.
Betsy needs to be in this off the wagon challenge. Make it a 6-man tag.
Mm.
RockerCon, and let's just make up a tag team of Eric Young and Scott. Who do I want to throw in?
Shark Boy.
Shark Boy. Well, he needs work. He needs to buy a new home.
Ouch. So that's legit?
Yeah, it's legit.
Damn.
Shark Boy and Eric Young and RockerCon versus Miss Jackie Moore and Beer Money. And Jackie beats RockerCon and RockerCon's out of there.
Good gracious. But, no, I just get into TNA right now. I really have. It's so confusing, so bad. And the fact is the ratings are high. I don't get it.
By the way, let's talk about the new show that's going to be debuting in April.
Superstars.
Superstars, and it makes me mad. For a whole bunch of reasons.
Okay, let's hear.
It's being said in the rumor mill that the announcer for that show is going to be Sim Snuka.
Now we hear Sim Snuka.
Scotty Goldman is sitting on a non-compete right now.
Speaking about Scotty Goldman, fans have protested the release of Scotty Goldman at an FCW event.
Vince never saw any of Goldman's work with FCW as an announcer, so
it got under the skin of Dusty because Scotty replaced Dusty. After the bit was taped, he asked us what we were saying. We had replied Cole Cabana, to which Dusty quickly started back and said, "He gone." Man, it's nice stop to the pay window.
Well, until we get a confirmed announcer, then just having a rumored announcer make you mad doesn't really make sense. You know?
And what also makes me mad is that it's going to be just on WGN America, to which I don't get WGN America.
Who does get WGN America?
People with satellites.
Like
and
me.
People in the Midwest.
Hang on. Let me look at my guide. So it's specifically WGN America, not just WGN?
Well, it used to be WGN.
All right, hang on. I'm pretty sure I still get it. Yeah, I get it.
Because I might have to hit you up for tapes.
I'm sure I can do.
I mean, they
and instead of it being a C-list show, which they kind of need, it's going to be a combination of Raw, SmackDown, ECW, big names. And
why would that make you mad? Because that's what you got to do to get ratings to get it off the ground. And being brandless will shut everybody up about, oh, we got to consolidate all the shows. We got to have everybody on all three of the shows. No, you don't. There's been no need of brand consolidation ever. This one show is just a great place to have everybody show up.
Am I the only one that's worried, though, that this show Superstars is just to get their foot in the door should something happen to my network?
You're not
alone in that, really. I can, given that right now SmackDown is the only original content that my network TV is showing, it may come to that.
But also, my network is at SmackDown together on this. As a matter of fact, they have the local My Network guy promote this.
doing, warm the crowd up. A guy by the name of Scott Stafford. He was the sportscaster for my network TV. But again, why are you trying to make drama where there isn't? There isn't drama here. The WWE needs to expand product as much as they can. The WGN America is going to be a good idea. Just because you don't get it doesn't make it a bad show.
I know that. But I would like to be able to see it on the TV screen without having to result voodoo magic and have to download a torrent.
Okay, and I would like to have TNA be confusing, non-confusing booking. We can't get that either, can we?
Well, at least the good news is I get HDNet, so I can watch Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Right.
But
you do get HDNet?
Yeah, I do get HDNet.
Okay. Do you have an HD TV?
I could get an HD box, which makes my channel capable of watching HD shows.
There you go. That'll work.
Yep.
And
Me and Nikki did live runs of Raw and ECW before about this time last year.
I'll put it to you this way. I would love to also get a direct satellite Japanese wrestling. I don't get that either,
Woohoo! Yes, the All Japan stuff, which is incredibly exciting.
So I'm just saying, we all can't have what we want as wrestling fans. And besides, every wrestling fan is different. I mean, some people would like to have the all 2 hours of Raw have, Randy Orton promos for 2 hours and wrestling,
Well, I was just saying, I wasn't complaining about the show itself and saying it was bad. I mean, just be able to see a show that... I'll give you a prime example. Remember when WWE, back in 97, did a tri-state show?
You mean what, Shotgun Saturday Night, that one?
No, not Shotgun Saturday Night. It was a different show. It was just for New York area TV.
Barely. Let me ask. Was there a show around 97 for just New York area for WWE TV?
Yeah.
Shotgun Saturday Night, which was filmed.
No. I'm talking just for the New York general area. Not that I could think of.
Might have been, but not that I watched it all.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Yeah, but I'd like... Because most cable networks that I know of, I know of quite a few, they don't get WGN. I think DirecTV doesn't.
DirecTV does, Channel 307.
Oh, DirecTV does? Maybe Dish Network is the one I was thinking of when I was watching at my friend's house. When I was staying at a friend's house, they might have had Dish Network and doesn't have it. Anyways, moving on. I hope it works, and maybe they could reach some sort of agreement where they could syndicate it to places that don't have WGN access, like Seattle.
Well, you know what? That might be a good idea, but just like I said, give it a chance to get it off the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also would like to point out that Forf is right, that if my network somehow fails, and to be honest, they start off on the wrong foot to start off with those telenovelas.
Yes, it was telenovelas a couple of years ago that didn't fail, and then they have a couple of scripted, reality series, and then they have SmackDown on Friday nights, which is their biggest and highest rating, and the ratings have pretty much increased every week since they've been there.
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm about to hit the tunnel, so give me a few minutes, I'll be back.
You have 5 minutes, because we only have 5 minutes left for live.
Oh, okay. Oh, 5 minutes? Well, then, you know what? I'll just say this much, though. SmackDown, I'll make it real quick. Matt and Jeff, Matt fighting? I don't know. Is that a good idea? Or?
I like it, because I was really upset at the fact that they were going to try to give this away. But I like what they did instead, and it's actually live crowd apparently liked it too.
Okay.
Which really surprised me, the fact that Jeff came out and said, I'm not going to fight you. And Matt provoked and provoked and provoked and provoked. Nothing. Jeff went out to an ovation.
What are the odds that they save this for WrestleMania?
100.
They need to. But the problem is they're not going to be able to put a good stip on it because of the Money in the Bank.
Kozlov, putting on the paper clean. Good idea, bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea, but that's just me.
All right, if Vladimir Kozlov gets a clean pinfall, all right, what could be the weirdest thing I could do? Weirdest thing legally. What could be the weirdest thing I could do to not that won't get me arrested if Kozlov gets a clean win over the Undertaker?
Commit suicide?
Now, I wouldn't be able to grace you with my presence.
Hire suicide. Oh, wait.
Plus, it would stick up the room.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to
see. No, as soon as we get Katie Bacon there, it'll stink it up long enough.
I'll stay alive just long enough to get out of there.
Well, let's look at it from another perspective. This gives Kozlov momentum, and you know what momentum does to people leading towards a pay-per-view?
Gets them pushed down towards the mid-card afterwards.
My guess is that, you know, if Kozlov can get his momentum now, that means that Michaels is going to kick his head off on Monday. I kind of like that.
Wow. I just saw Big Show deliver like a flip-over powerbomb. So, how's everybody tonight?
I'm all right.
Getting there.
But,
oh, God, Boz's trial's been delayed indefinitely.
What?
Apparently, because the prosecutors are appealing the Judge Susan Ilson's decision to bar the positive tests unless Anderson testifies, the prosecutors are appealing that, and because of that, the trial is now delayed indefinitely.
So this means that good old Anderson is in jail for a long time. This is what you get for not testifying, Greg Anderson. Gotta love steroids and baseball.
What did you get? I didn't hear anything. Just me, or?
No. You're fine. I have no comment because I don't watch baseball.
So besides me and maybe Rob, did anybody watch UEFA Champions League?
I don't watch UEFA.
Neither do I.
However, there is a news story that Kenta will be making a return to Ring of Honor. Kenta. No, Kenta Kobashi.
Okay.
Right. ROH, in conjunction with Pro Wrestling NOAH, is excited to announce the highly anticipated return of Kenta to Ring of Honor. It's been 16 months since the last time he competed inside a Ring of Honor ring. He'll make his return to ROH competition Elizabeth, PA, March 20th, New York City on March 21st, and Houston, Texas for April 3rd and 4th. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, last I saw Kenta wrestle in Ring of Honor. He was part of the tag match for the first Ring of Honor pay-per-view. He teamed up with Nigel McGuinness against Brian Danielson and Takashi Morishima. And we just went off live air.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably going to do it for me anyway.
Right. By the way, I did something pretty impressive today in the world of video gaming.
Mm-hmm.
With the regular amount of lives. Not just with the regular three lives.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the original Contra.
Cool.
In one sitting, just using the original three lives.
Wow. Very cool.
And the day before that, it was Super C. But then again, the weapons are much more balanced in that game, so it helped out anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I beat through the first six levels with the flamethrower weapon. And I lost it on level 7.
Mm.
Damn parasites. Anyways, enough about gaming.
Carlito gets the win.
SmackDown's over in my area.
I know, but it's only just started in my.
Why, does my network have professional basketball games on in your area?
No, they don't. I don't have, but okay, I have to watch it on Fox.
Oh, which starts at midnight?
That's right, the rebroadcast. I forgot about that.
You don't get the rebroadcast. I think we have on MASH or something, or reruns of that shit show known as Mad TV.
Hey, that's good.
I hate Mad TV.
Clerks Animated is on.
Huh?
Clerks Animated is on Adult Swim.
Not in my area. We got Star Wars The Clone
Wars.
Alright,
that's right. Yeah. Right. West Coast.
Oh, fooey. I was hoping I'd get the rebroadcast. I don't see it so far. I do not get the rebroadcast. That's good to know. Bah. In my case, my TV and computer, well, I don't know if I'm going to shut down the computer, but I'm going to jump off here, gentlemen.
All right.
Well, I think we pretty much covered what we needed to cover this week, so we might as well kill it. So for everyone here, see you next week, I guess.
Night, folks.
Night.
I'm supposed to play... Yeah. Oh, here it is.